this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Well, boys and girls, it's over the hump day, and hopefully you did get over the hump. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in for another edition of Butch on Sports here. Let's have at it with some sports news that maybe you can or cannot get enough of here. Start at the beginning, and we'll work our way down here to the nitty-gritty here. You know, I heard something funny today here, and it's really not funny. I don't know to cheer for it or to say wow, but the Texas Rangers have now can have full capacity at their opening day game. We're talking baseball, boys and girls, which is not far away. Yes, Texas, as you know, have relieved people from wearing a mask, and thus the Texas Rangers have full capacity at their opening game. Isn't that nonsense? Think about it. Okay. I don't want to comment anymore. Detroit Tigers, they lose to the Philadelphia Phillies today by a score of 6-4. Doing very well in the earlier part of the game. The mid and the lateral part, well, not so good. It's not as bad as it seems because it's an exhibition game, which means it does not count. Michigan State and Maryland will get together tomorrow in the beginning of the Big Ten tournament there. Michigan State still has to do their duty and do some winning if they're going to get in it. And if they do that, and they do that very successfully on Friday, they'll take on the University of Michigan. And there's where the rubber meets the road here. I'm not going to talk too much about that, but we'll get a good whiff Sunday because the finals have commenced, and we'll know where everybody's going to get seated and full Fletcher of goodies here. Cleveland State from the Horizon League, from my understanding, is in the big dance. They beat up on Oakland University last night. It was a close game for a while. Oakland did come back, made it a thriller, but again, Cleveland was a little bit too much. Oakland ran out of gas there. We'll see how that jumps off there. I'm quite sure Oakland will go to the NIT there. It'll be very interesting to see with the record that U of D have. Would they be going to any extracurricular activity during off-season of basketball? College, that is. The Jalen Rose Leadership Academy here announced today that a full $1 million, yes, $1 million has been cited for them. Really much so. This is cool. $1 million was donated from Tom Gores to support the JRLA Continuous Growth and Development. The fund is provided by Tom Gores Family Foundation, and it will be used for the facilities, expansion, and the infrastructure to improvements of the campus over there at Jalen Rose Leadership Academy there. And that's on the northwest side of Detroit. The school receives zero state funding for its facility, and they're eager to provide its scholars and staff with the facilities they deserve. And that means that place is going to get fixed up, spanking new, from the $1 million that have been dropped in the hat of that particular institution there. As you know, charter schools get a certain line than public schools do. And for that, which, you know, I think is pretty cool. And, you know, one day maybe we'll talk about the Jalen Rose situation. I remember when Jalen Rose gave a whole lot of money to Southwestern High School there for their remodelization of the gym. And 2 years later, the school closed down. And that ought to sting. And I think that was the objective of Jalen Rose was looking at when he developed and got involved with getting a charter school where kids can thrive and also be dealt with honestly there, because very honestly speaking there, it wasn't very transparent with, when we were talking about Southwestern High School and the Detroit public school system when it came down to letting the general public know about the school closure there. Tom and Holly Gore has been with us since. This is Jalen Rose's statement, and their support has made our success possible. That's what Jalen said. The school, like ours, rely on donors to bridge the funding gap, but to ensure to reach our ambitious goals. The Gore family and the Pistons organization have been the largest supporter. They have been very vocal about the need to invest in the community, and more importantly, they have consistently put their actions behind their words there. And I hope generously encourage others to support our effort. That was Jalen Rose's response to that particular donation of $1 million to his school. It was pretty doggone neat indeed. Speaking of the Detroit Pistons, the second half of the season will commence with them starting on Thursday. They'll be at Charlotte, 7 o'clock there, followed by a visit to Brooklyn on Saturday. Monday, San Antonio back home. That's an 8 o'clock start, by the way, for Monday. And Wednesday, they'll do it on St. Patrick's Day as they meet Toronto. That's at 7 o'clock at Joe Louis Arena. Little Caesars Arena. And by the way, boys and girls, they're able to let a percentage of fans in the building. So how many, and we haven't got a really clearance on that particular, on what Little Caesars Arena is going to do about that particular there. They have an arena more than 10,000 people, so it's going to be a percentage of people could be allowed to buy a ticket and be spaced accordingly. Of course, wearing masks when it's absolutely necessary. In this case, it is. You know, walking in the arena and watching the game. And some of the concession stands also will be allowed to be open to sell food and specialties to the particular clients. As it was for the Red Wing game last night, which, by the way, they lost to Tampa Bay. Very close score, Tampa Bay winning. In the long run there, the Red Wings, they have lost four in a row, and I don't know why. And when I watched the game the other night, it was somewhere a lack of defense there with the goaltender. And we're not talking about the goaltender was very bad per se. We're talking about no backup when it comes down to that initial puck hitting the goaltender. He makes the initial save and not clearing men out there where they're able to get rebounds. You know the scoop from there, and there you have it. Four losses in a row. The last time they won was February 27th when they beat Chicago with a win, a 5-3 win there. Detroit Lions, they announced that they're going to re-sign defensive back Mike Ford. In addition to those contract terms, were not disclosed. In addition, the team announced that they have released center Russell Bodine, I should say, and linebacker Christopher Jones. They have both been released. And if you have not heard, boys and girls, the person that I thought they would put a franchise tag on there, they did not do that at all. And it's for reasons that you can think a million ways to. You know, a million ways. And I'm going to kind of explain that. As Kenny Galladay, he might have played his last game with the Detroit Lions. The Lions did not put a franchise tag on their number one receiver Tuesday when the 4 o'clock deadline was commenced. The deadline was affected, allowing him to sign elsewhere as a free agent opening next week. So he is allowed to do that. He will be a restricted free agent where the Lions will have to get something and something back in return on this particular day. Neither the Lions general manager Brad Holmes nor Galladay agent Todd Franz returned any kind of messages or comments toward this particular day. However, the franchise tag has not been finalized for the season. So, in this case, if they had the receiver's tag on Galladay, he would be worth about $16 million this year. Now, I know Kenny Galladay has been seeking a long-term contract with the Lions, north of maybe $18 million per season. That is one of the guesstimates out there. It may be a little less, but he wants to be in the line of fire with all those other fine receivers like Jones of Atlanta, and the list goes on and on and on of those top flight receivers. Galladay is in the conversation of that particular there. However, again, and this is the big portion, is that we don't know what the Lions are actually really want to do. A lot of great talking on how they're going to bite off kneecaps and show everybody that we belong and all this other stuff. It's going to be very interesting how the Lions are going to put this show together there. It's a good factor if Galladay signs with the Lions or re-up with the Lions, which I doubt it very seriously. See, if some team's going to want to pick him up and give him what he wants. He is that good of a doggone individual talent there. However, he has been injured at times there. And everything has not been peaches and cream when it comes down to understanding. Of course, that's other management and other head coaches before this regime had just came in there. All of Elite Wrestling have landed a couple of big-timers with a huge signing of the Big Show from the WWE. He is that's Paul White is his real name there. In reality there, he is now with the All Elite Wrestling Corps, and now Christian Cage is also now have been revealed this past Sunday that he is part of the shebang at the AEW. He revealed that with the signing at Revolution, the pay-per-view that they just had, again, I just told you Sunday. Christian Cage is 47 years old. And he has some things that he want to show. He will be a full-time wrestler on the show. That has been discussed and said there. He made his comeback at the Royal Rumble event in January. But he had not wrestled with the WWE since 2014. There may have been some stunts along the way that somebody might kick them in the butt or in the mouth or something. But not really in the ring wrestling and putting out a full-fledged show such as what he did this past January, again, at the Royal Rumble there. Concussions has been his point-blanker there, and it caused him to retire with the WWE. But now he says he's better, he's ready to compete, and we could talk about that as well, but, you know, some of the wrestlers, the majority of the wrestlers out there, they're on their own there. They're their own agent. They make their money. They find good people to get around to save that money up so they can have nice homes, nice things, and have some type of cushion there. Because, again, the insurance, most times and most occasions, the wrestlers have to pay for themselves. That is not the WWE paying for that as well. Maybe internal employees they do, but not the wrestlers themselves there. So they're on their own with this pandemic going around. We don't know how people's expenses have really put them in a frame, such as what it's doing to the public right now when it's come down to people going to work, being able to feed their families. After, stretch it here and there, we all have had to do it. And, I think this is a good deal for Christian. And with a good ensemble, the WWE had in the past, but now the AEW is catching up. And they're doing, like, more realistic wrestling there. Not as maybe violent. Of course, the pay-per-view might be saying different, as they had a barbed wire match there where the barbed wires explode on the individuals or something there. But that's another show, another time that we could talk about that. But that was really smelling there. But that's the deal. Now, as I promised you, friends and neighbors, and we had to find out a lot of information about scheduling for the finals for the remainder of the MHSAA tournament for this winter there. And the updates have been posted on the website there, and we finally got the information as of late last night. Here's how this is going to go here. Let's start out with the girls' basketball. Division 1 and 3, the semifinals are going to be at Breslin Center in East Lansing. Division 2 and 4, their semifinals is going to be at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. All four finals will be played at Breslin in East Lansing, of course. Now, when the semifinals are going to happen, it's going to happen on April 7th with Division 3 and 4 beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. at their respective sites, and then 1 and 2 at 3:30 on that particular. What happens after that there, the finals are going to be on the 9th at 10 a.m., 12:30, 3 p.m., and 5:30. Now, the boys will be a lot different there. Guess what, boys and girls? Division 2 and 3 semifinals are going to be at Breslin and East Lansing. 2 and 4 semifinals are going to be at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. All four finals are going to be played at Breslin. So when is it going to happen? That's going to happen on April the 8th with Division 3 and 4 beginning at 10 o'clock in their respective sites, followed by Division 1 and 2, 3:30. Finals are going to be on April 10th at 10 a.m., 12:30, 3 p.m., and 5:30. Now, I still got some goodies for you there. Okay, girls and boys bowling. That's going to be Division 1. It's going to be at the Thunder Bowlings in Allen Park right near me. Division 2 is going to be at Century Bowl in Waterford. Division 3 is going to be Jack 60 in Jackson. And Division 4 at the Super Bowl in Canton, where the teams are going to finalize at. That's going to be on March the 26th. The single final is going to be on March the 27th. And those events will start at 8 a.m. Competitive cheer is going to move to Breslin Center in East Lansing. When and where? Hey, when? It's going to be on March the 26th. Division 3 at 10 a.m. Division 1 at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Division the 27th. Division 2 at 10. And Division 4 at 3. Gymnastics, that's going to be at Rockford High School. When the teams are going to get together on the 26th, beginning at 2 p.m., individual finals on March 27th, beginning at 12 o'clock. We move on to ice hockey there, where the USA Hockey Arena is going to be the venue for the semifinals on Thursday, March the 25th, for Division 2, beginning at 4:30, the 26th for Division 1 and 3. The first game for those divisions is going to start at 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., respectively. All three finals are going to be played on March the 27th at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 o'clock p.m. And that's D1, D2, and D3, okay? Boys swimming and diving in the Lower Peninsula, and that's going to happen in Division 1 at Hudsonville High School, Division 2 at Jenison High School, Division 3 at Hamilton High School, and Holland Aquatic Center for the swimming there. That's going to be different in Division 3. Now, the swimming, again, is going to be taking place with the diving at Hamilton School and Holland Aquatic Center for the swimming. Now, for the diving for Friday, the 26th of March, all the swimmers in the finals are going to be on March the 27th. Start times are going to be determined by that there. In the Upper Peninsula, the same. Rick Moreau for the girls and boys swimming, Upper Peninsula, Marquette High School, diving on Friday, March the 12th at 2:35. Swimming is going to be on Saturday the 13th, beginning at 11:05 a.m. Wrestling, and I think this is the final stuff I got to talk about here. Wrestling, they're going to get it together at the Wing Event Center in Kalamazoo. Division 2 and 4 in the arena. Division 1 and 3 in the valley for the pre-final rounds all the final rounds are going to be at the arena in Kalamazoo. When the 30th, the quarterfinals will be followed by the semifinals and the finals with the start times again to be determined. That's for the team wrestling. The individual wrestling will be sanctioned just like this. Division 1 and 3 at Wing Event Center in Kalamazoo. Division 2 and 4 at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, where Division 2 and 3 is going to be on Friday, April the 2nd. Division 1 and 4, Saturday, April the 3rd. Start times, again, that's going to be determined by probably the pace of the particular upcoming events there in that particular day. So now all you have, all the good high school stuff there, all in a bag of tricks there. Forget about it here. I mean, forget about it. I am thirsty, boys and girls. Yes, I'm thirsty, and I'm going to take a pause for the calls here. I am done for this edition of Butch on Sports. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Yes, indeed. You can always check me out on Facebook. Yes, Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can go to the main page at Podomatic.com. You can type in simplybutchtoo.podomatic.com and go to the main page to, you know, get all the goodies as far as the back podcasts as well. The one tonight, okay? You can also go to the game sportshow.podbean.com for also additional Butch on Sports episodes and stuff there. And you can always join us on a Monday night on the Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN in Sault Ste. Marie, where I join up with, yes, Scott Nason, E.J. Russell, Dave McKay, and yes, yours truly hitting in there with some good sports news you can't get enough of. I am done for this evening, boys and girls. I'm going to watch TV and get snacks and stuff there and enjoy the rest of the evening. Hope you do the same. Have a great, great weekend. It was 70 degrees in Detroit and metropolitan area today here. But you know it's going to get cold. Hey, you have a good one. Great rest of your week. Check you out on Sunday.